This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys and politicians. If you're listening, I'm sure you fall into that group somewhere, one way or the other. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. This is Tim Brown. I am the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, filling in for Bradley. He is still on a journey home, and so asked me to fill in today, and we've got a great show ahead for you. In fact, we've got some exclusive information that's going to be coming out regarding the trials out there in Nevada concerning the Bundy Ranch 2014 siege. So you want to stay with us. You're going to hear it here first and a story to follow. And so if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Or if you're a Facebook person, Sons of Liberty and Sons of Liberty Media and Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And if you want to pick up Bradley and you want to follow him on Twitter, that's Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1 on Twitter. Now, I'm coming to you live from the sunny U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina. Yes, I'm in the bunker today. It's a little cool. I had to go jump in the shower, revitalize myself, get warm, get the blood pumping and everything. So I'm excited today about the show and the information we're going to share with you, because I believe that as you become informed, you can begin to call, write, put pressure on these people who, in my estimation, are the ones committing the crimes. I'm talking about federal judges, federal prosecutors, federal agents in the Bundy Ranch case. And it's not just that. I mean, for instance, we're hearing all this talk about impeachment, all right, impeachment of President Donald Trump. And I wrote the other day, you know, this stuff about Comey and the FBI is not something that's impeachable. Even if he did write a memo, if he did, asking him to stop it. It's not impeachable. It's not a crime to do that. But, you know, if you wanted to do it, there are other things you could look at. And I pointed out some of those. Syria, we're back in there. That's back in the news again. It's not just the missiles that were launched a couple of weeks ago that are unconstitutional. The Congress still has not authorized any of that. And, you know, folks, there's something interesting when you go to the Constitution. Just because you elect, you know, and I heard this when I would talk about electing a man of morality. People would say, we're not electing a pastor in chief, we're electing a commander in chief. No, you're not. You're electing a president. And your constitution says he only becomes commander in chief when the military forces are called up in the usual service of the United States, and that is done by Congress. Okay? So until Congress authorizes such action by the military, the president is just the president. He doesn't become that until the Congress calls up the military in service of the United States and declares war. I mean, that's what our Constitution says. Now, of course, we have the War Powers Act that was there, and we've talked about that before, and that's understandable. If we're under attack, let's say we were under attack in the Capitol building, was hit, and there wasn't a Congress at the time. I mean, God forbid that happened, but let's say there wasn't a Congress at the time. Well, we're not going to sit around, wait till everybody gets a Congress together, and then let the president, you know, authorize military force. That's why the whole 60 days he has to come before Congress, he's got to defend the country. That's fine. Everybody understands that. That makes sense. But just to go using the military willy-nilly is not. Anyway, that's off the topic because we're gonna talk Bundy Ranch today. But I want to give you a few things off of sonsoflibertymedia.com. Impeach Maxine Waters protesters show up outside her home. The interesting thing is Maxine Waters represents a district in California that she does not even live in. Okay? And the guy she defeated a couple of years ago, last year, what was it, 2014, is now going to be running against her in 2016. He organized some protesters there, a mariachi band. He brought a mariachi band in there. And, of course, we know Maxine Waters is like so many of these communist Democrats, like Nancy Pelosi and some of those guys in the House, who are literally, I mean, I'm not trying to be demeaning. They really seem like that they are a few peanuts shy of a Snickers bar. They look like they are really losing their minds, especially with this whole impeachment talk. So check that out at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also, government hid the fact that an FBI witness at the Bundy Ranch trial back here in March ended up in jail for impersonating a journalist private investigator. Check that story out. He was busted up in Colorado, claiming he was a private investigator, and the police said he didn't have a license to be doing any of that. Now, I'm going to tell you, I have a real problem with that. Why do you need a license to investigate something? I mean, to ask questions, to pursue leads and finding out information. That's just weird to me. But he was busted, and that was not disclosed to the defense, and yet this man is testifying or was testifying in the first round of the trials there out in Nevada. Also, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Justin Amash claims the Comey memo merits impeachment. I just got through saying no, it doesn't. And he said, I have more confidence in Director Comey. Now, look, when Justin Amash went to Congress, and for a lot of the time, I had a lot of praise for this young man because this was the only guy I knew that whenever he took a vote, whenever he didn't vote, or whatever action he took, he was always responsible to those people he represented. He would go on Facebook and tell them what the bill contained, why he voted for it or voted against it or abstained from a vote or whatever. Now, when this health care bill came through the last time, he ended up voting for it. And he went online and explained his reasoning for it. And he says, you know, it's a little better than Obamacare, and if it's better, then I'm going to vote for it. But it's still unconstitutional, and he's a guy who talks about doing the Constitution. Now he's saying this, and you know, back when the first RhinoCare health bill came through, he sort of chastised Donald Trump about it and says, well, you know, most people succumb to the D.C. swamp, indicating that that's what Trump was doing. And my comment to Justin Amash is, it looks like you're doing that too, sir. The best thing for you to do would be to repent. West Coast seismic alert. Two Alaskan volcanoes erupt as earthquake swarms at Mount St. Helens raise concern. That's at sonsoflibertymedia.com as well. Trump continues Obama DHS policy of engaging care. Drain the swamp. Hamas, you just heard he's going over to talk with Muslim quote-unquote allies. Muslims are not our allies, folks. On the other side of the break, we're going to have Deb Jordan come in, and you don't want to miss this. It's going to be exclusive information on Bundy Ranch. Stick with us.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, folks. This is Matt Barber with Liberty Council Action, encouraging you to listen to Sons of Liberty. These guys are true warriors fighting to take America back. Listen to Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely, and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Sons of Liberty. I forgot to give out the number earlier. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to call in, let's stick to the topic. And on the line with me, I have my good friend out there in Nevada, Deb Jordan. She's the co-host of the Pete Santilli Show. And she's been so good to give us information of what's going on out there, and we try to get it out to you guys. And so, Deb, we're glad to have you with us. Welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Tim. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and you just released the information there on your website that we're going to talk about here in just a second. And yesterday I put out something that you had found from The Intercept about this Charles Johnson, who was the undercover agent of Longbow fame. He was one of the agents who went in FBI agents posing as a journalist team, videoed hundreds of hours, audio and such, of the Bundys, made out like he was their friend, and now some of that footage is apparently being used against all of the people who've been arrested at Bundy Ranch. Do you want to speak on that right quick before we go and maybe head into the PBS special from Frontline on what was going on that aired this week?
Sure. You know, in my research for the article that I just did, I found this interview that was live with a young man named Trevor Aronson, and he was the writer for The Intercept who reported on Charles Johnson, right, being arrested for impersonating a private investigator. It is a must-hear interview. I really suggest you all go there. It was done by Peter Boyle, there in Denver, Colorado. And in the interview, Mr. Aronson says that he called the FBI and the Department of Justice and asked them if they had informed the attorneys in the Clive and Bundy case that Mr. Johnson had been arrested an investigator, a private investigator under the ruse of being hired by a local reporter. Once again, using the using, you know, the excuse of journalism to be doing his dirty work. So it's an explosive story. This guy is an undercover FBI agent who poses as a Longbow production documentary film crew and goes in and infiltrates the Bundy family, like you said, becomes their friends or friendly, and gets them to say all kinds of things on this video footage that was being done for the FBI without any kind of Miranda rights or anything like that. So it's an explosive story, and I have all the links to it in my article, which I hope you pick up later, Tim.
Yeah, I picked it up, and I'm gonna get yours and get that out hopefully tonight. And then I used the thing from The Intercept and reminded people that this is not the first time the FBI has done that. We reported, I believe it was last year that it came out, that they had been impersonating journalists and an Associated Press editor. And they had not let them know that. They had not let them know that they were doing that. And so it really, I mean, not that some of these outlets don't already have some credibility issues in the first place, but now you've got the spooks in government going and taking on the Associated Press's name in order to basically entrap people in some sort of way and get things against them that they can use them. And so, yeah, that was a really informative thing, because here's the government prosecution claiming the men there on trial are guilty of all these things, which I think two of the guys had a couple of charges. One had two charges, Todd Engel, and then Red Burleson had eight that he was found guilty of. But the point was, is all the other guys, it was a hung jury. The government just didn't make their case. And they're bringing in guys like this and guys like Daniel P. Love, who we'll talk about in a little bit. And they're not wanting to bring him in, but they bring these guys in. They use Daniel Love's testimony. There's no doubt about that, about what went on. And these guys are just as corrupt as the day is long.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah, so let's move on to what you just put out. You just released this literally 12, 15 minutes ago. Bundy Ranch prosecutors face more allegations and cover-up of BLM agent Dan Love's misconduct. And people can find this at the PeteSantilliShow.com. And then I'll have something up a little later at SunsLibertyMedia.com. You want to kind of fill people in on the information that you discovered there? Because this is pretty much, besides in print, this is the first time it's going out to people.
Right. So the special agent of the BLM, he was in charge of the Bundy Ranch cattle confiscation. His name is Daniel P. Love. And since the protest in 2014 where he single-handedly almost got a whole lot of people killed, he's run into all kinds of problems of misconduct. This guy's been found guilty of misconduct by the Office of the Investigator General for various things. And here's the problem. The prosecutors in the case, the United States versus Clive and Bundy et al., have not seen fit to give this information to the defense attorney. And we are finding out a lot of this information while the trial is actually happening. And that is very unlawful. And they're still able to function. We've called for not only mistrials, but we've put in motions to dismiss because this evidence is coming to light about Daniel P. Love. So to cure what ails them, the judge has sided with the prosecution and is not allowing Daniel P. Love, the used-to-be star witness for the government in the case of Clive and Bundy, is now not being called to the stand at all and is prohibited by the defense to call him either, because the judge says the only reason the defense wants to call him is because they want to impeach him, and she says that just would not be right. So Daniel P. Love is still yet to take the stand. Now, I'm going to read just a little bit from the article that I just put out. And it says, according to records, a memorandum from the U.S. Department of the Interior dated November 2nd, 2016, and signed by the BLM Director of Law Enforcement Security, Salvatore R. Loro, was issued to Sacklove informing him of his immediate suspension from duty and directing him to turn in his uniforms, badges, and government-issued firearms. Love also was also stripped of his law enforcement authority. The suspended BLM agent in charge was being investigated internally for two extremely heinous acts. The first offense was on record was on more than one occasion Love ordered a subordinate to drive a government-issued vehicle to run personal errands for Love and have it washed and cleaned out. There have been some outside reports that the subordinate also found ancient Indian artifacts in Love's vehicle during this process, but the most egregious allegation was still to come. After a raid on the Red family of Blanding, Utah, that also involved several other collectors of ancient Indian artifacts in the surrounding area, Love demanded the Utah Department of the Interior evidence custodian to retrieve several of the artifacts from the evidence room so he could display them on his desk. The internal investigation also states that Love gave at least several BLM agents and one private contractor Moki marbles to keep as a trophy after the 2006 raid he and FBI Special Agent Greg Bretzing called Operation Cerberus.
Okay, now hang on a second. Now let's help people see some of the things that's going on here, because I did a story sometime back, and then Jay Redd, who is the son of Dr. James Redd, who was a part of that sting. In fact, his family filed suit against the FBI over wrongful death because they had harassed Dr. Redd so much that he killed himself over little bitty trinkets. I mean, that he discovered on this Indian land. And now here's Daniel P. Love. They're finding these very trinkets that they were trying to charge him with a crime for having. Daniel's got them in his car. He brought them out of evidence. And this is tied back to Greg Bretzing. Do you want to tell everybody how he's tied into to the circle of people that are being charged and everything?
Yes, Greg Bretzing is the FBI agent who was in charge of the takedown of Ammon Bundy and Ryan Bundy and the murder of Lavoie Bundy.
Right, right. Okay, on the other side of the break, we'll pick this up. We're kind of heading into a hard break here. Thank you. Stay with us, and we'll pick it up with Deb Jordan on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you're looking for Bradley, he's not here today. This is Tim, editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'm filling in for Bradley. We've got Deb Jordan on the line, co-host of the Pete Santilli Show, and she's giving us an update live from Ground Zero there in Nevada, where the Bundy Ranch trials have been taking place, and there are still some yet to go. Before the break, she was reading from her article that she's got out today. You can read it at the Pete Santilli Show. Bundy Ranch prosecutors face more allegations and cover-up of BLM agent Dan Love's misconduct. And before we went to break, she was reading from that and talking about this 2006 raid where there were some Indian artifacts. And literally, folks, these things are just teeny tiny little things. They're like stuff you might find on a beach if you saw some of the pictures of some of the things, just little things. And they were after Dr. James Redd for that. He had been finding them. And here, now reports are that Daniel P. Love, the guy, the special agent in charge at Bundy Ranch, was requesting to get these out of evidence, want to put them on his desk, use them as some kind of trophy for what they accomplished. And he was involved in that with FBI Special Agent Greg Britzing, who also ran the operation at the Oregon Wildlife Refuge, in which later they made the arrest of several of these men who were later acquitted, or they had their charges dismissed, some of the same charges they're facing down in Nevada. And ultimately, these guys were behind the setup there. It was really a military ambush that ended up taking the life of Lavoy Fenicum. So that's just to bring you up from where we were from the break, in case any of you missed that. And by the way, these guys called their raid in 2006 Operation Cerberus. And Deb, you've written on that. Why do you think it's important that they use that term, Operation Cerberus?
Well, there's a whole lot of it about it that I'm not really sure of why they would use that, but it's indicative of a
an operation that Hitler coined, the phrase, in World War One, where three of his naval ships were trapped in the English Channel and outmaneuvered and outthought the British Royal Army and got away from them. So, I mean, I just find it very odd, as I put in my article, that they use this particular name to mortalize their operation. It's odd to me. It's just odd.
Go ahead.
Well, it's just another oddity, along with all the other oddities that you know, that make up the career of Daniel P. Love and Greg Bresing.
Right, and it kind of gives us a picture into what these guys did. People can read the story about Dr. James Redd. The LA Times had a big story about that. That's where I drew some of my information from.
Yes.
And then if you want one of the fullest bullet points, and it's a lot of bullet points, Jay Redd, his son, was kind enough to just write me a plethora of information. He said, this is the most complete thing on it. And of course, we did some editing and stuff like that, put it out there. And that you can find at sonsoflibertymedia.com. That was done by, it's got my name on it, but it was given to me by Jay Redd, who's Dr. Redd's son, as to what they did and what all was involved. And it's just, I mean, it is really ridiculous what those guys did to Mr. Redd. I mean, it really is. They were overbearing. They were tyrannical in what they were doing. And now to read that he's got these artifacts in his car that he was just so tyrannical about with Mr. Redd is just, how does a person do that? They can't have a conscience.
No, nobody will ever accuse Daniel P. Love of having a conscience. That's for sure. He's a liar, and it's quite evident. And they don't want him on the stand for that very reason. He can be so easily impeached. And basically, if they put him on the stand, he has a lot of evidence that will prove the people on the other side of this thing, which are the co-defendants and Mr. Clive and Bundy himself, it'll prove that they're innocent, that he amped up the violence and the threat level to the point where he almost got a lot of people killed.
Yeah, so much so that the FBI, the sheriff, and everybody else backed off because they saw what he was doing.
Yeah, the FBI actually told him that they wanted no part of what he was doing and that he had gone way too far. The governor had warned him. Sheriff Doug Gillespie of Clark County here in Nevada had warned him and backed off. All of these people quit giving him and lending him their support. And now that this thing has gone to trial, it's just unbelievable how Metro Police and, you know, all of these officials take the stand, the BLM agents and FBI and Secret Service take the stand and say, you know, that, you know, these guys that were protesting that day are criminals. When in fact, when it all came down and when it was all happening in real time, they all abandoned and went against Daniel P. Love and his directive. He did.
Right. Okay, so we've got this new information out, and people can check that out again at thepetesantillishow.com. Now, this week earlier, Frontline, which is tied with PBS, put out a special on the Bundy Ranch and what happened there. And they're using some of Pete's own video footage without any permission. And it didn't seem like they did the guy, not that I was expecting them to do any, but it didn't seem like they did any of these guys who are defendants in the Bundy Ranch case. It didn't look like they did them any favors at all. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, I do. You know, I work with several different people in the mainstream media, and the Pete Santilli Show has for years. When we want to push out a story, that mainstream is interested in, and that we're spearheading, okay? So the Bundy Ranch was one of them and several other things, and the Oregon adverse possession was another. So we have got to know some of these people. Lisa Ling's producer for This American Life has contacted me wanting to use the footage. HBO Vice has several times contacted me wanting to use the footage of the video that Pete took of Emma Bundy being tased and Margaret Houston being slammed to the ground and the dogs being sicked on them that day on April the 9th, 2014. So they pay us for this footage. I mean, Pete and I are independent journalists. That's how we make our money. One of the ways that we do is that we get paid for the use of our footage. Well, you know, when I was watching this, you know, we've had several people do it. I'm not going to name names right here and now, but we've had several people use that footage without permission or without asking or without paying us for it, okay? And sometimes you just let it slide because, you know, it goes to the better good of our defense. But in this particular documentary, they had, right after they showed the footage of Ammon being tased and footage that Pete gave to Fox News, which was aired nationally, they had the Southern Poverty Law Center on there just absolutely ripping our people apart. So for me, it was a clear case of the first time that I've ever called someone and reprimanded and asked them to take it down, excuse me, to take it down. So, or to take our footage out. So, I am in talks right now with an attorney from Frontline, you know, and of course, I don't know how that's all going to work out, but they know that I'm displeased about it, and they know that Pete's displeased about it, and, you know, I just think that morally, you know, you, or even obligatory, right, you should always ask a journalist if you can use their material. So that's where we stand with that right now. I'm not happy about it. I don't like it at all. And we'll just see in the future. I'll let you guys know what's happening with that in the future.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's the thing is, you know, we're having some of the ironic things that are happening in the United States now. We've got places like Snopes being used by Facebook as fact checkers. Mm-hmm. We've got the Southern Poverty Law Center being advisors to the government, the central government, for terrorism because of hate groups and stuff. When they're some of the most hateful people you can run across. In fact, most people don't even know that it was founded by Morris Deese, who was a guy who was an attorney for the KKK. So when you want to talk hate, you don't look to the Southern Poverty Law Center to tell you who it is. They are the ones doing that. And so, yeah, there's no doubt that those guys are using it to smear the men there in Nevada who are facing these charges. And, again, let's just point people to the obvious, what's quite obvious and what we do have as fact, and that is, look, they were facing a lot of these same kind of charges up in Oregon. The Bundys were acquitted on that. Pete's, all his charges were dismissed, and so, and even in the first round of guys here in Nevada, all of them, the major ones, the conspiracy charges and such, I mean, the jury was like, there's no conspiracy here. I mean, at least that's from their documents what they had.
Right. They failed to find these guys guilty or not guilty. I think the most interesting thing, though, is in the beginning, they had barked not guilty, and they went back and crossed that out, which I think is a travesty to justice at this point.
Yeah, I do, too. On the other side of the break, we're coming up on a break here. On the other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit about Gary Hunt and also some things that came out in this PBS documentary. So hang with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of a team that brings responses like this.
The main thing that I like about Sons of Liberty Radio is it changes a paradigm from being fearful Christians to being Christians who go out into society and actually try to make a difference. A lot of times people have the outlook that everything's going downhill and all we can do is wait for the coming of Christ, but Sons of Liberty was one that addresses the issues that are going on and takes them as a paradigm of hope.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Final segment here. Let me make one correction because before we went to break, I said something and my brain was off there. The Morris V's did not defend the KKK. I apologize for that at the SPLC. But he did, along with another gentleman, serve as a defense attorney for a white racist who had viciously beaten the journalist covering freedom riders in the South. And that guy's legal fees were paid by the KKK. So there are some ties there to them despite what's going on. But I did want to make that correction because I misspoke about that. And also, when we were talking about the Operation Cerberus, that was in World War II. Hitler was in charge there in World War II. Just to make a couple of corrections there. Okay, Deb, you were talking, or what I wanted to get to was this idea. Gary Hunt at outpostoffreedom.com was arrested because apparently he was putting out information that the court said he shouldn't be putting out. And in our conversation the other day, you mentioned this Frontline special that came on was also putting out information that's contained in the discovery that is not supposed to be put out. Is that correct? You want to speak to that?
Right. Gary Hunt is the journalist who has been at this for decades, and he has a blog that's pretty popular, and he covers stories by the militia and or that are things that are happening with the militia and also things that are happening with people who get caught up in the more extreme end of protest on the right. And so he got his hands on some some of the discovery from the Oregon case of the takeover of the Mount Hare Wildlife Refuge. And he started looking in there. And, of course, his connections to people in the militia were able to help him pinpoint just exactly who the informants on the ground in Burns, Oregon were, not only in town, but up at the refuge itself. And he started posting and revealing those names. And subsequently, of course, he was demanded to go to Oregon and appear before Judge Anna Brown, who was presiding over the case at the time, and tell her why he shouldn't be held in contempt of court or prosecuted for revealing discovery, which is evidence in the case that's been sealed. So I know that he was arrested and he was sent to California, and because of problems with how much right Oregon had to extradite him to Portland, Oregon, he has been released and has appeared once before Anna Brown, and he's holding steadfast that he's a journalist and he has every right to put the information out there as he sees fit and as he uncovers it, and I agree with him.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that too. I mean, that is freedom of the press. This is something I've never understood, how judges can impose gag orders on people and things of that nature, when, especially federal judges, because our Constitution says Congress shall make no law. And that's one of those things is, restricting the freedom of the press. If Congress can't make law, how does a judge enforce something like that? Or how do they do something that Congress can't do? That's something that doesn't make any sense to me. But now, you were talking about some things also came out in the Frontline documentary is out this week that were also contained in discovery. Is that not correct? Are they not doing some of the same things that Gary Hunt's been arrested for?
Absolutely they are. And so are a lot of other journalists that are out there right now that are picking up on the story. They are using footage from Longbow, the fake documentary film company that we were talking about earlier. They're using it in their articles and in their documentaries, and it leads us to wonder how the heck they got their hands on it, right? And why aren't they, or will they, be called out on it? Will they be prosecuted? Will there be an attempt to stop Frontline and PBS and people like The Intercept and places like that who are putting this information out there when it's supposed to be sealed by the court and unavailable to the public? So, I think if it isn't, then independent journalists like myself and like Gary Hunt, are not being treated fairly. And, of course, there is a certain bias against people like us, especially since we are pro-Bundy.
Yeah, well, I think that probably is the case, because now, there's the calls from several people for impeachment of Judge Navarro down in Nevada and also of Judge Brown there in Oregon. Because it appears that there are a lot of their actions and a lot of the things that they're doing that are just, there's no nice way to say it, corrupt. They are usurpers of the law in some of their actions, and it's costing people their liberty. This is not a game, folks. I mean, Deb, you hear it just like I do. People talk about wanting to be patriots, and they know the Constitution, and you ask them to cite something in the Constitution, they can't do it. These mm-hmm. are people, you, Pete, Gary Hunt, several of these guys hadn't just talked about it. You went out there and been on the front lines, and now, Pete, the Bundys, how many other guys, like 14 or 15 other guys, have sat in jail because they went and stood for what they believed in. They didn't just talk it. They went and walked it.
Certainly did. And, of course we've been labeled as unindicted co-conspirators, and I have been. And I know for certain that I have been surveilled by the FBI. They watch everything that I do. And they tap my phones under the what is that called? The oh my gosh, the Patriot Act.
Patriot Act.
Use that. And so, you know, all of my privacy has just completely been gone. And I'm a journalist. I've been at this for a long time, and so has Pete Santilli. And here we are being just absolutely demonized and oppressed by the United States government, and we are legitimate press. They ruled that in the state of Oregon right before Pete went on trial, that he was legitimate press. Loretta Lynch had to sign his indictment so that they could arrest him and try him because he is recognized as the free press, whether he's independent or not. He has a following, and sometimes in the millions, and he's legitimate. So, you know, I just think they like to play games with us, and they don't like to recognize us because we're truth tellers and we are on the ground, and we do have the tenacity to open up our camera and leave it running 24/7 so that people can see for themselves what is happening, and they don't like it. They don't like it.
Yeah, that's one of the things that Pete's known for, is letting that camera run, not editing it necessarily, and just letting people see for themselves what's going on. And I really appreciated that about him. Look, we're up against a break here in a few minutes. So what I want to do is give an opportunity for you to quickly hit how they can support Pete and some of these men, writing letters or with money, and also how they can support the house there for the women. We've got just a little bit of time, so if you can make that quick, we want to get that plug out there.
Okay, so you can go to thepeacefantillyshow.com/donate, and on that page, scroll down to the, well, read what's on there because it's important. And at the end of the page, you will find our donate button. In that donate button, when you reach out, when you get to where you can actually donate, you can put in there exactly what you want the money to go for, and I'll make sure that it gets to it. And you can find on many places on the on Facebook where people have posted all the different addresses for all the guys who are involved and who have been indicted and being held as political prisoners. You can find their addresses and their inmate numbers so you can write them and send them cards. It's very, very important. They also have up there their commissary numbers so that you can donate to their commissary. Because after almost 2 years of this, I am telling you that the families involved, that these guys have left behind, are devastated financially and emotionally and everything else. So they sure could use your support.
Okay. Deb, thank you for joining us today. I appreciate you taking time for that. And I'll let you go. I know you got a lot of things to do, but thank you for coming on and giving us an update.
All right. Thanks, Tim, for inviting me, okay?
And okay, Deb. Yeah, take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, that's Deb Jordan from the Pete Santilli Show. Real quick, government hid fact that FBI witness at Bundy Ranch trial ended up in jail for impersonating a journalist, private investigator. That's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You scroll to the bottom. There's also a link there where you can find these guys' address or another way to support any of these other guys. Click on that link, send them a letter, give them some encouragement, and support their fight. 23 hours from now, Bradley should be home, and you're going to get a double dose, 2 hours of Bradley Dean on Saturday. See you then.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.